Good morning. Let's go ahead and get started. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'll be conducting this rulemaking hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Mike Kaufman. Today is Thursday, September 4th, 2008, and the time is 9:01 a.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room on the second floor of the Office of the Secretary of State, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. This is, as I said, a public rulemaking hearing conducted in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act, specifically Section 244.103, Colorado Revised Statutes. The other people here with me from the Secretary of State's office are the following. To my immediate left is Andrea Geiger, legal specialist with the Elections Division, who coordinates rulemaking on behalf of the Elections Division. To my far left is Carrie Ashley, who is in charge of the campaign finance section of the Secretary of State's office. And to my immediate right is Christy Hebbard, who is in charge of special projects in the Elections Division of the Secretary of State's office. The purpose of the hearing today is to receive comments on a proposed rule. In accordance with a notice of rulemaking that was issued on July 31st, 2008, and published in the Colorado Register on August 10th, 2008. Copies of the notice of rulemaking and a proposed statement of basis and purpose are available here on the table. I would like, for the record, just to get a little bit of background about the proposal. There's essentially just one proposed rule for consideration today, and that is to make permanent a rule that was adopted on a temporary basis on July 28, 2008, concerning disclosure of contributions by limited liability companies. And The emergency rule that was adopted on July 28th added a new subsection 4.21.3.1 to a rule that dealt with LLC reporting. And specifically, the emergency rule requires that when a committee receives a contribution from an LLC, it will report separately the contribution for each member of the LLC to whom a portion of the contribution is attributed, as well as the name of the LLC that made the contribution. The proposal today is to make that permanent. It would also kind of merged all of the language of Rule 4.21.3 together so that the permanent rule, if adopted, would simply require, again, both the name of the member of the LLC and the name of the LLC itself that made the contribution. And really, this resulted from there's prior rulemaking that relates to this. When the original legislation was passed last year, in House Bill 07-1323, the Secretary of State adopted a rule that required reporting by each individual member of an LLC to whom contributions are attributed. Then, after the passage this year of House Bill 08-1233, the initial interpretation of the office was that the legislature intended that only the name of the LLC would be reported. And so the rule was initially amended to provide for that. And then basically, after further consideration and input, the emergency rule reflected that the best approach is to require both the name of the member as well as the name of the LLC. So that is the background. I would like to turn to public comment. I have one person signed up, Mark Roby. If you would like to, you're not planning to testify. I see. Okay. I don't think we have any written comments. Is that correct? No written comments that we've received. I know that this is a formal rulemaking hearing, and people may be listening online since it's broadcast as well. I think what I'd like to do, unless there's objection, is leave the rulemaking record open until close of business tomorrow, 5 o'clock tomorrow, so that if anyone wishes to provide written comments, they will be added to the record and considered before the Secretary of State takes any formal action. So if anyone has written comments, they should be directed to the Secretary of State's office, preferably Andrea Geiger in the Secretary of State's office. So with that, if there's no other testimony, comments, or whatever, we'll conclude the hearing. For the record, the time is 9:06 a.m., and thank you very much.